Hello, welcome to Newsbox. Let's call it Wednesday, February, what, 21st?
Yeah.
What's the news?
Priest is in rehab, she's gone skiing. She just disappeared for a bit.
And everyone thought she'd gone mental, was on suicide watch.
Presumed.
Did they presume, or did someone involved in her PR tell them? Well, so she could get on the cover of the paper, because it worked, didn't it?
She is on the cover of the paper, but I don't know if it's going to get her anywhere.
Well,
as such.
She might have to come back from skiing. I want to say apologies if there is a little background noise today. There's some roadworks going on outside and Camden High Street. It's making our office vibrate slightly, but not in a good way.
Not in a good way.
Just, you know, it makes you on a slightly sick way. The courtroom...
If we could do the splits, it might be quite good.
Courtroom drama. That is, the Anna Nicole Smith trial has begun. It's all gone a bit stupid. Everyone's basically showing off. All the lawyers are turning up with full television makeup on. It's a farce. Her mum's turned up. Her dad's turned up. Neither of them had seen her for 10, 15 years. Even the guy, well, the judge, is trying to get on telly. It's just a bit silly, really.
So
I think they're arguing over the custody of the baby.
Right.
I think
so. Whoever gets custody of the baby presumably get fat watch.
Well, yeah. Probably. Well, she left the money to her boy who's dead, so I don't know what's going to happen. Talking of babies, let's hope this one goes a bit better. Kerry Katona has given birth 4 weeks early. So she got married last week, she's having a baby this week. It's all happening in the world of Katona. Next week she's got to do a new Iceland advert.
Will it die next week?
Let's hope not, because that's not very nice. She's got another girl, she said this is her third girl.
This even meal.
So she might keep going until she gets a boy. Who knows? More news from Malta. Do we have a listener in Malta, or is it just someone we have to say hello to even though they don't listen?
We've got a listener in Malta, which is Barry from Watford.
Hello, Barry.
Hello, Barry. He's not been very well, actually.
Oh dear.
But
that's that way he's gone out into the sun.
He'd gone out
for his arthritis.
Into the sun. He's not felt very well, but he did have a rather lovely garlicky sausage for breakfast.
Garlic for breakfast.
Mm.
Really delight.
Beans and scrambled egg.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, it does sound nice.
Well, the only people who are fatter than the Brits in Europe are the Maltese. So have a look out for that, Barry. Look at all the fat Maltese people, because of all the Maltesers they ate. And because they're all frustrated because they can't do satire. Chantelle, do you remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Vaguely. She slagged off Madonna because, you know, she's almost as famous as her.
Yeah.
She's moaning that Madonna won a style icon award.
Did she want to be a style icon?
Well, I'm not sure, because she has got those horrible extensions.
I've never seen her wear anything particularly stylish.
No. Well, when I think of it, I always think of cat suits and pointy boobs. She's not a style icon. If I were to pick someone I thought was a style icon, I'd pick Alex Curran. And like Madonna, she's always looking bang up to date. So she thinks one of the wives and girlfriends more of a style icon than Madonna!
Yeah.
Someone we had never heard of 12 months ago is more of a style icon.
Somebody,
but Madonna, who's been around
still
for
never heard of.
23, 4 years.
And never heard of her. And being bang up today is nothing to do with being a style icon. It's more to do with being a sheep, isn't it?
Yes, and having plenty of money to go shopping every day. So there we go. A tiny baby was born. It was the most premature baby ever. It was born
21 weeks.
21 weeks, which is what? Early.
Very early.
It's more than half, less than halfway, isn't it? But the baby went home yesterday. She's called Amelia. Amelia. But look, there's a picture of the baby's feet.
Yeah.
Presumably that when it was first born. They're tiny. They're about as big as a fingernail.
Aww.
Little tiny.
I hope
babies.
She's like not
mental.
Yeah.
Here's the size of a pen when she was born, but I imagine a bit fatter. Probably as tall as a pen.
God, that'd be smaller than little monkey.
Monkey Junior.
Monkey's certainly fatter than a pen.
He's quite a fat, but yeah, small. Mm. Well, that'd be easy to give birth to.
Yeah, at least a fanny would be overstretched.
It was a bright side.
Lily Lily Allen is to do Fashion Age New Look. It's going to be based on her
ball dress and trainers.
Yeah. She does look very nice in that picture, though.
We had some pictures of her in this paper today, playing with her dog. She's got a smock top on. She looks alright.
Pretty girl.
The NHS is paying too much for drugs because pharmaceutical companies are ripping them off. The wholesale cost of drugs should have gone down 21% in the last 10 years, but actually it's going up and up and up. In fact, the last 10 years it's more than doubled. Look at these drugs here. I mean, hopefully these aren't actual real drugs, because if you were to get some drugs that look like that and a child saw them, they'd definitely eat them because they look exactly like jelly beans. All different colours. Tasty drugs. So, anyway, that's that news. Mm-hmm. Baby went up a mountain and got stuck up there. It was 14 months old.
A baby went up a mountain?
Well, it was with its parents. Right. I think they so had it in some sort of papoose. They took it up the mountain and they got stuck. It was Scarfell Pike.
Oh, I've been up there.
It's the biggest mountain in England.
I did that as part of the Elton Challenge.
Did you have to take a baby with you?
No, but I did take a frog up with most of the way. A baby frog that I found. I carried that, and I ended up crawling for about the last mile of it, having horrible asthma attacks, and then got lost on the way back down.
Did the rescue have to come and get you?
No, me and the girl that we'd got behind, we clambered down a kind of cliff face in order to join everybody else who'd gone swimming in a pool.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Colleen's book is being...
trashed?
No, it's not. Well, I mean, not here, but it's being serialised.
Right.
In the Mirror. Apparently it's not an autobiography because she's too young. It's just some thoughts, a collection of ideas. 6 golden rules of fashion. Never be afraid to experiment. Team up designer with High Street and a touch of vintage. Don't have to spend all your money on new stuff. Accessorise. Be true to yourself. Wear what suits you, no matter what the magazines say. Less is more. Have fun. Her pet hates, fashion-wise.
Go on.
Very short skirts with high heels. Unless your name happens to be Beyonce and you happen to be singing Crazy in Love, you do not have the excuse. I would never wear a short skirt without high heels. I would never wear a short skirt, but if I was to wear one, I'd definitely wear high heels.
Would you?
Yeah. I've got really stumpy legs. Visible thongs above trouser waistbands. Fair enough. Scene double. Don't dress. Same. Don't have matching outfits with your boyfriend. Unless you're on Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah.
Cleavage overload. She's wrong there. Cleavage overload is always good. Silly hats, she says. Riding hats, clown cones are good for fancy dress, but never mistake going out dressed as Charlie Chaplin individuality.
Never dress as a slutty Charlie Chaplin.
Never, or have any sort of stupid hat on. Have a good hat.
Yeah. The sort of hat we wear.
Yeah. This is what Colleen's going to have in a day. I think she's trying a little bit too hard to be down to earth here. We get that she's, you know, she's just an ordinary girl who happens to have a huge amount of money of her own now because she's doing modelling and booking and stuff.
Yeah, what would she have in a normal?
She'd have cereal for breakfast, either sugar puffs or cornflakes with semi-skimmed milk. For lunch, she'd have a sandwich or a salad. She doesn't like to buy her sandwiches though because they put loads of rubbish in, particularly pret-a-manger with the mustard and mayonnaise.
Yeah.
If she's at her mum's, she'd just have soup or spaghetti hoops.
How old is she?
In the evening, she'd have a proper meal with Wayne. On Saturdays, after a night out, she'd quite often go to Mackie D's or have a butty. I think she should maybe spend some of her money on some decent food. I mean, spaghetti hoops. I like spaghetti hoops. They're a good comfort food, but you wouldn't have them every day at your mum's, would you?
No.
You right, Monkey Junior?
Which of these dresses do you like here? Part of the London Fashion Week?
Well, I would go for the... Oh, they're all, I was going to say they're all Armani, but not quite. I like that one and that one. I wouldn't wear either of them, but you know. If I had to wear one, I'd probably wear that one, but I think that one's cooler. This is great radio. If anyone out there is thinking of hiring a cement mixer, I said we were on the radio, then we're not.
We're on the telly.
Go to Aldi, they're doing one for $49.99, probably cheaper than a hire.
$149.99.
Yeah. They're also doing...
Doesn't look much to it, really. It looks like it's just a bit of a barrel on a one wheel.
No, 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 it has an engine in it and it spins around like a blender of cement.
Right.
They're doing some gourmet French stuff as well, which is pretty horrible. Britney! The Britney news today is that she's gone into rehab. I don't know if it's the same one as Robbie. Not sure. Apparently she went into rehab for a day last week before she shaved her head in the Bahamas. But she only did it for a day, and then she realised she was in the Bahamas for better things to do. But she has gone back into rehab now, apparently, reportedly. She's also, someone's claimed... She made the extraordinary claim herself, just before checking into rehab, that she shaved her hair because she had lots of lice in her hair. As I predicted. Well, not predicted, as I conjectured. I don't know if that's the right grammar for that.
She bitched.
Essentially, yes. The Britney hair news is that there's a special site if you want to buy Britney's hair, which is buybritneyshair.com, and they're looking at bids of $1 million or above.
I don't think they're going to get...
They've said they've had a number that they're trying to work out which one's a hoax and which one not. If you want to buy someone else's hair, pretending to be Britney's, do go to eBay. There's still 55 on sale. Actually, some of these aren't all Britney's now. There's Who Needs Britney's Hair When You Can Have Joe's? Someone else who's had the same idea, selling some hair. They've got 5 bids. It's gone up to £2.39.
Weird. Should we try selling some?
We did discuss this yesterday, but I don't know.
I'm happy to, you know, sell a lock of mine.
Well, as I said, I'm getting my hair cut on Friday.
Oh, so. Well, get some of it.
Yeah. Single Britney Spears pube, 99.9% sure. This is quite funny. It's not done with the sort of finesse that makes it properly funny. But a lot of people have got wise to the fact that if they sell anything and they put Britney's hair on it, people are going to find it. Why buy Britney Spears hair when you can have Shane McGowan's teeth? Hang on, this is the pew one coming up. It's coming up! But it's had a bit now, that's nice. My mate's dog's brother was walking somewhere in the US of A when he saw some hairless chick being chased by a bunch of newspaper media people. Blah blah blah. It's a little story, it's not actually that funny.
Yeah.
But they've made up a little implausible story as to how they got it, which is good. I think that's all the news. I'm not sure if the shame against
it. Under threat.
From whom? Oh, I don't know. Yesterday, the hedgehogs got saved, and now the badgers are condemned. The animals are farthing wood, having a terrible time.
Well, also, a seal.
So, this is the one that I liked. This one was proper funny. Britney Spears' heir. You're bidding on some possibly genuine Britney Spears' heir, not hair. If you're the lucky winning bidder, you'll receive an envelope containing some air, some of which may have once been breathed by Britney Spears. And had been in her lungs. It may have even been in other parts of her. So there you go. I like that one.
Anyone bid?
No, no one's bid on that one yet. It's only 25p though, so it's worth the punt for an empty envelope.
Big Brother auditions have been taking place. So hundreds of it's like all the scum of the earth suddenly go, hi, I'm here.
Look at me.
Look, I'm part of scum as well. And then they all go to a special place dressed wacky, act like cunts. There's a guy here dressed as Elizabeth Tudor. There's a woman who says, I never watched it in my life, but people think I'd be good at it. A man got into trouble when he tried to jump through the queue.
In fairness to the most the people who've turned up,
yeah,
not all of them are complete arseholes, surely.
I'm sure they are.
But they've picked out the ones that make the funniest pictures to.
Oh, here, but yeah,
with the wackiest clothes. Some people with normal clothes must have turned up.
Who would have?
I don't think anyone who's in their right mind.
No, I mean they must all be. That's all that could be the dregs of society.
It'd be a good way to trick them up, round them up, and then gas them all.
It would be. Actually, if I was Hitler, that's what I would do. If he came back to life now, well, in fact, if we found his bones on the beach, we genetically made him get going again. We could do that. It would be a service. I mean, what a load
of... Sorry, I was yawning.
...of trash.
Talking of trash, Whitney Houston has got herself a toy boy. He's called Ray J. His ex, Kim Kardashian, and they've leaked a sex video of him, Ray J and Kim. I think Whitney Spears, he sounds like very much the sort of Bobby Brown type. What she should do is sort herself out and then go out with a nice grown-up man, perhaps
Jeremy Paxman,
or
she tried any of her nonsense on him, he'd
put her in a place.
He'd probably spank her. He looks like a spanker to me.
I can't think of the name of the man I want her to go out with.
Well, tough, she's going out with Paxo now.
Okay.
This Big Brother person. Oh, you've got to do it, haven't you? Because you've only lived once.
You do, so why not waste your time stuck in a house?
So try not to
humiliating yourself. Yeah, try. Good point. Naomi Campbell longs to be a mum. She's the only one of her friends who doesn't have a kid. She's going to be under loads of pressure soon. She's 36. I was mainly interested in her age in that story. Busta Rhymes asked Simon Webb to help him as he tucked into 6 plates of chicken curry at the Xbox Live party in a house in London, Soho. 6 plates of curry, eh, for Busta Rhymes?
Woo! That's a lot.
Little Chris, who's 16, has been trying to get off with Ashley from Big Brother.
The news is basically Britney's fucking hair.
John Prescott.
Oh, is that...
He's costing us another £600,000. Is that right? Yeah. I don't know. He's stopped doing any work, essentially. He's chairing some commissions and things, subcommittees. But everyone was upset when it cost £2 million to run his departments, and that's costing £2.6 million, which is a lot, isn't it?
It's a hell of
certainly
a lot.
Doesn't cost us that much to run our department. Slaves, there's pictures of slaves here. They're a miserable looking bunch. Not like the old days when slaves were all jolly and they used to sing songs, shanties and all.
Yeah.
This one's got some breast cancer support slippers on and a bottle of very cheap vodka. I think what she should have done is bought some cheaper slippers, perhaps from Primark,
yeah,
and some more expensive vodka, and she'd be a bit happier.
Don't have the vodka.
Oh yeah, she could have not had the vodka. To be honest, it doesn't look like she's even drunk it. It looks like the photographer sneaked it into the picture to make it worse.
She doesn't even know it's there.
She's clearly got a cup of tea in her hand.
Pictures of London last night. Aerosmith went to the Hard Rock Cafe. That's how hard they are. And they went and had a burger and some curly fries.
Wow.
And they threw milkshake at each other and had a wank.
Now I'm an animal lover, as you know, and I don't like people being cruel to animals, but I couldn't help feeling this wasn't a proper story. There's a tiny baby rabbit, it got a gammy leg, so its owners couldn't be bothered to pay the vet's bill, so they chopped its leg off and then dipped it in vodka, and now they've been banned from owning animals, which is fair enough, but I don't think I should have made the papers. A house has gone on the market. It's made out of 2 train carriages.
Yeah.
It's £600,000.
Right.
But it's actually, it's made out of 2 train carriages. It's quite big. It's got a 13-foot living area, 4 bedrooms. It's on 1.5 acres of land. So it's not...
I know someone who's like that.
Yeah, I like it, to be honest. That's quite nice, little bedroom.
Sophie Anderson. I've fancied looking like Sophie Anderson.
Not really, no. She looks snooty and stupid.
If you did, cheap T-shirt, new look, £5. Parka, chatter, £5. Leggings.
It's going to be good when it comes.
Leggings, chatter.
2 quid. Trailers.
Chazza, £3.50. Sunglasses. Chazza, 50p. Total look. Yeah, £27.
Add it up. They're going to have Hell's Kitchen on again, and Marco Pierre White's going to be the chef.
Have you heard about him?
Well, not much.
He made Gordon Ramsay cry like
yeah,
a baby.
Yeah, it did say this. He fell out with Gordon Ramsay years ago, and he hates Jamie Oliver. This is a man who's just agreed to present a big TV series on ITV. He says, Jamie's school dinners was quite silly. Nothing has changed. The food is still awful. I don't admire Jamie. I think when you walk down Downing Street to number 10 with a camera crew at the gates, it's a bit cynical. He's doing it for the wrong reasons.
I don't think so.
He's obviously saying he's more honest to just go on Hell's Kitchen and get paid lots of money and shout to people. Yeah.
We've got a quote here from Freddie Mercury.
Oh.
I wondered what you thought of it.
Yeah.
Talent will out.
I think that's hopefully he's commenting there on the new load of Big Brother entrants.
Well, he's not because he's long dead. But Brian May was you know remembering what Freddie had said about me, you know, and he was referring to Mika,
the late Mika,
the late spake Mika. Do you think talent will out?
To be honest, no, I don't think it does anymore.
No,
and if it will eventually.
Do you know anyone that's supremely talented that's just
not got anywhere?
Yeah.
Well, you.
Thanks, and you, but anyone else?
I think, no.
I don't know anyone.
If I know anyone who's, you know, you think, there's a couple of people I think, you know, you think they're very good comedy performers, and they're beginning to do well for themselves now.
Yeah, talent without.
Talent is outing.
Yeah.
Not as quickly as necessarily having a fashionable haircut and being signed by Avalon will, but, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I think, you know, people are now, they're celebrities rather than stars, aren't they? That's the thing. People don't necessarily, are famous not necessarily for having a talent, but just for having a row with Jade Goody or something.
So but you can have a talent and be ugly.
Yeah.
Who?
Chris Forsyth.
What's his talent though?
Me.
What?
Dancing. And he was funny. He's not funny now, but.
Oh, he's funny. Keith Chegwin.
Jiggers, yeah. Oh.
I don't know, I think it's
Shane McGowan.
It's just, you know, I'm just opening a debate here. Finish it later on.
Okay. I like to think that the talent's going to have it's going to come back into fashion again instead of just being pointlessly famous. I think everyone's going to get sick of celebrities.
Mediocrity.
Yeah.
Amy Winehouse.
No.
Talent. Sophie Anderson.
Not talent.
Sting. Cunt. Mika Talent.
John Hannah.
Scott. Russell Brand.
Cheek.
He's got something.
Gonorrhea.
AIDS.
Super Drug. They've got a new.
They've
got some new homewares out. It's a bright colour colander.
That's ever so nice.
Some other cooking essentials, so it's worth going to have a look at.
Zesty colander for
Alex Curran, the very current Alex Curran. She says new looks in because of Lily Allen's collection. Madonna's collection is going to be in. She says bum bags are rubbish and stripy highlights are rubbish.
She's
very
icon.
Forward thinking
she's
there, isn't
icon,
she?
Icon, isn't she?
So what I think's rubbish. It's bodies that do poppers that do up in under your fanny. They're rubbish. I'll tell you what I think's very good. Something that's fashionable at the moment.
I really used to like wearing bodies.
Did you?
Yeah, I used to like wearing them to keep me warm, like under clothes.
Well, they had that going for them.
Yeah, I was very keen. I had quite a selection of them. It's a very nice black scoop neck one. It looks ever so nice. if you want some illuminated tweezers, you can get some for £1,050.
I think we should probably wrap up now, because that little debate on talent has really pushed us over the edge. We've been going on for longer than normal.
Right.
So, thanks.
See you next week.
Thanks for being here, but we'll see you next week then. Bye-bye.
Bye.